Authorities in Santa Fe today cautioned against jumping to conclusions about what happened on the set of the film Rust. That's where actor and producer Alec Baldwin fired a gun while rehearsing a scene, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The bullet also apparently wounded the film's director, Joel Souza. NPR arts correspondent Mondalit Del Barco has been following the story and joins us now. Hi, Mondalit.
Hello.
What exactly did we learn today?
Well, Santa Fe Sheriff Adan Mendoza told reporters today they believe there was a live round in the Colt 45 revolver handed to Alec Baldwin. And the sheriff said that a single lead bullet killed Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. The sheriff said the crime lab is still analyzing the bullet that was removed from Souza's shoulder, and they're looking into all the spent shell casing. He also said during the search of the set, they found three guns in all, including another revolver and a plastic non-functioning gun. They seized 500 rounds of ammunition, a combination of blanks, dummy rounds, and what they suspect were live rounds. Lots of this evidence is being sent to an FBI crime lab in Quantico, Virginia. And, you know, Sheriff Mendoza was asked about the use of those weapons on the movie set, and here's what he said.
I think there was some complacency on this set, and I think there are some safety issues that need to be addressed by the industry and possibly by the state of New Mexico.
He said they're interviewing or following up with nearly 100 people who were on the set that day.
And have the police given any indication, Mondalit, as to how a live round would have ended up in that gun?
Well, you know, the investigators say three people handled or inspected the gun that day. It was Alec Baldwin and the armorer on set. Her name is Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and the assistant director, Dave Halls. Apparently, this scene was being rehearsed right after the lunch break on set. And according to search warrants released today, Reed told detectives that she had checked to make sure there were not any hot rounds in the gun before the break. And she then put the gun inside a locked safe on a prop truck, and she left the ammunition on a cart outside. Now there's a search warrant to seize everything that was in that truck. It's not clear exactly what process Halls and Reed went through after their lunch break, but Halls told investigators he had not checked all the rounds in the gun he handed to Baldwin, as he should have. You know, the Santa Fe County District Attorney Mary Carmack Altweis was asked today if there will be criminal charges filed in the case. Here's what she had to say.
All options are on the table at this point. I'm not commenting on charges, whether they will be filed or not, or on whom. So the answer is we cannot answer that question yet until we complete a more thorough investigation.
She was asked if Alec Baldwin, as an actor and producer on the film, might be charged. And she said no one has been ruled out.
This incident has shaken up Hollywood, to say the least. How is the film industry responding?
Well, you know, this entire tragedy has led to broader conversations about having guns on movie sets and other safety issues, as the sheriff alluded to during the press briefing earlier. Multiple crew members apparently walked off the set before the shooting, protesting working conditions. This is not a new thing, though. There have been years and years of complaints of horrible conditions on film sets. That's all part of the reason why Hollywood union members voted to strike earlier this month. They didn't end up going on strike. They reached a deal recently, but it still needs to be ratified. And this shooting is prompting some conversations about whether that deal is good enough. You know, but definitely this feeds into issues of tensions on movie sets, especially in an era where people are returning to work and there's a pressure to churn out so much content.
NPR arts correspondent Mondalit Del Barco, thank you.
Thank you.